Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. You're about to hear another interview from the Miami Open, this time with Rohan Bopanna. So if you're not familiar with Rohan, he won the Australian Open earlier this year. He made the finals of the US Open in 2023, and he just turned 44 years old. He and I chatted after his round one victory, where they won in a third set. His partner is Matt Ebden, who I had on the podcast recently. I chatted with him at Indian Wells, so check that out if you have not already listened to that episode. But in this conversation with Rohan, we talk about their opening round victory. He made some specific adjustments to his return game in the third set 10-point tiebreaker that obviously paid off because they won that match, and then they went on to win their next couple of matches, and they're actually in the final, which is coming up tomorrow. I'm recording this on Friday, the 29th. So by the time you listen to this, you'll probably know if he is the Miami Open champion or finalist. But anyways, we talk about that match in this conversation. We also talk about how he came back to win the Australian Open after coming so close in New York last summer. What did he do in the offseason to actually come back better at 43 years old? We also discuss what makes India so good at doubles. They've had so many great doubles players over the years, including Rohan, and why does he think that is the case? We talk about his coach, Scott Davidoff, what he's learned from him, and then, of course, how to make doubles more popular. So I've been wanting to chat with Rohan for a while. This is not a super long conversation. Hopefully, we can do a more extensive one later on down the road, but this is a really insightful one. You can tell Rohan is very thoughtful with all of his answers and very grateful to be in the position that he is. So without further delay, enjoy this conversation from the Miami Open with Rohan Bopanna. All right, so I want to start talking about the match. You won, lost the first set 6-3, then you'll come back 7-6 and then win the tiebreaker. You didn't have any breaks during the match, but then in the tiebreaker, it seemed like you really raised your return level specifically. Talk about the tiebreaker, if you made any adjustments there, and then just the match overall.
Yeah, no, first of all, I mean, you know, we knew going into the match is going to be an extremely tough match, especially Vavasuri. He was already playing some good tennis, qualifying, winning around here, and, you know, they've been playing fantastic, I mean, the last few months. And, yeah, it was unfortunate with the rain break when we came back, and I think the first point actually... it was a big left serve which Matt hit, but unfortunately the referee didn't hear, and I didn't really go to play. My initial reaction was stop, and there we go down love 15 and a little tight game to lose that first set. But yeah, I think in the tiebreak, I decided that I'll just stay aggressive and just pick a spot and go for it. I think in the game I was trying to do a couple more things, and you know, when you know it comes down to the tiebreak, it is those one or two points which makes that difference, and it actually paid off today pretty well. And you know, I was talking to my coach Scott, and he also, I think, noticed that, and he you know, later he said that I'm glad that you know, you went after just picking one spot. No matter, sometimes you're overthinking it. Oh, is the guy going right? Is the guy going left? Yeah. And then you're trying to, you know, do a few more things. And in some way, I feel when it's a game, you think that you have more time. And the tiebreak, you know that there's hardly any time. It's just that 1 point, do or die. So I think that is where the instincts kick in. And I think that that's the adjustment I made. And, you know, that's the style I play. And I think both of us just picked our return spots and went after it. And I think it really helped.
Yeah, they landed well. Yeah, it seemed like you were hitting a few more kind of lob returns throughout the second set. And then in the tiebreaker, you just started hitting out on it. Which was obviously a good adjustment.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and, you know, even though I hit some great lob returns, I think Vavasori or Bolelli were hitting the second ball really well after that. So I said, you know, let's maybe try and cut that off and, you know, do something different. And even the ones we missed, we both, I know, hit the tape a few times. So I think, yeah, it was just a very, very solid two tie breaks. And with this format, you know, it's eventually going to get there. There are... you know, I would say more than 80% of the matches is go to the super tiebreak. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I mean, we lost a couple of close ones the last two tournaments, and you know, it's good to get back on that winning side.
So I want to go back to the Australian Open real quick. So, or actually, even before that, so you make the U.S. Open final. Then you have this, and y'all had a good season after that as well. But then you have the off season, and a lot of people might say, you know, he had the U.S. Open final. I think y'all won the first set in that match. At his age, like, that was his chance. But y'all came back and you were better and you won the Australian Open. What did you do in the off season to raise your level even more?
I think the number one thing is to still believe in yourself. I mean, no matter who says from the other side, I mean, you know, every athlete or every tennis player, you know, having said that, is gotten to that level from believing in himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, if, you know, we listen to the outside world, I mean, it's a free advice from everyone. So it's easy for anyone to comment out there. It's you who puts in that work. And the off-season actually was really fantastic in Bangalore, because now we have a lot of doubles guys from India, ranked from, you know, 60 to about 150, 180. We have almost 10, 12 guys. Yeah. So everybody came to Bangalore. I got them all to come to Bangalore, and I told them, you know, it's very few countries, if not, we may be the only country that has so many doubles players who can be training together, and it's a great opportunity. I mean, everybody pushes each other, and ran a fantastic off-season program there for a good, you know, 10 days, and it was really, really great, and everybody, I think, you know, enjoyed it. And then in a way, apart from the off-season, I also was there at home, staying at home, spending time with the family was nice. And I think that really helped. And, you know, I think I was not only focusing on my off-season, but I was also looking at all the 10, 12 guys on what they were doing, how they can improve. So I was also, I felt learning in some scenarios, watching them play, you know, what can do better.
So you're kind of coaching them a bit?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was there for 10, 12 days doing that thing. So I think when you look at it from an outside perspective, it also helps.
Yeah. So that leads to another question. So in Dallas, I spoke with, I'm going to try to get the names right, Vijay Prashanth and then Anirudh
Chandrasekhar.
Yeah. I spoke with them and I asked them, what makes India so good at doubles? So I'll just ask you the same question. Why is India so good at doubles?
I think... definitely, you know, the hand-eye coordination is very much inbuilt from a very young age. A lot of them learn to serve and volley. I think we always had fast courts growing up in the country. So there's not many courts which constantly rallying. You're always trying to come in to finish the point. I think so that from a very young age, they've been taught how to hit volleys or how to approach. So I think that transitions into doubles pretty well. You know, so even the clay courts we have in India are fast. It's not slow clay courts. I mean, I come from Bangalore, which is altitude. Pune, the tournament we used to always have, the tour event for the last 5 years, is also altitude. So, you know, everybody who played in India throughout kind of got used to those fast conditions. So I feel that was one of the significant reasons why I think we have that many more doubles players. And, of course, in the past we've had some doubles players. So a lot of guys also look up to them. And, you know, thankfully, you know, later on in your career, you're still playing the sport you love. Even by doing doubles, I think it's wonderful that you get to travel the world, meet so many you know, people, and still doing something you love. which mm-hmm. not many times, you know, it happens.
Yeah. So just two more questions for you. You mentioned Scott earlier. You'll have worked together for a really long time at yeah. this point. If you could take like one piece of advice or one thing you've learned from him and kind of deliver that message or that lesson out to other doubles players around the world, what would it be?
I think on court, when he's there, on how calm he is, I think that is something which I've learned a lot from. And when he says something, I know he's really saying it at that right moment. He's the, you know, he's a man with very few words when okay. it comes on the court. So when he does say something, I know he's visibly seen something, what I'm not doing right or what I'm doing, what I could do better. Mm-hmm. And a man with, like I said, few words, but very, very wise words, which I think makes a huge difference in terms of trying to give constant coaching every single game and trying to overwhelm the situation or, you know, confuse, you know, the player.
Yeah. So last week, I spoke with your partner, Matt, about some of the potential changes coming for doubles. But I want to ask you, how can we make doubles more popular?
I think the best way is to just get, fix courts in some tournaments. So, the fans kind of know that, this is kind of a court for doubles where they can come and really, you know, see that opportunity. And, also what will help if we have some timings of matches to known to the fans or what time, it starts exactly, like, you know. That also makes a huge yeah. difference in terms of a lot of people, relate to them playing tennis by watching doubles.
Yeah.
They're in awe when they watch the singles players, the way they slide, way they move. They're not replicating that on the tennis court, but they're replicating what's happening in the doubles court. Mm-hmm. And I think they come to watch that and then try and go and do similar in terms of whether it is, half volley, first volley, lob return, or, they see that and they say, oh, this is something I can try. So that connection is extremely good. And I think that is really something I think we can build a lot more in the doubles format.
Yeah, it's something that the club players can do just a lot slower, I think, than you guys, right? You're right.
I think that's when they love it, more. I mean, sometimes when I look at the singles guys, the way they slide on these hard courts, I think, that is just too much. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
So. I don't blame you. Awesome. Thank you, Rohan.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.